Blog Talk Radio. Laissez te dire qu'il est carrément. J'attends. Welcome to A Taste of Sacred X. This is just to give you a taste of Jeff Majors from The Gospel of Music with Jeff Majors, TV1's flagship show. This is his upcoming, soon-to-be-released CD, Sacred X. Sacred X is the 10th of the Sacred series of CDs, along with many others he has released. It is a mixture of jazz, classical, hip-hop, and gospel. And he is a master harpist and jazz artist. So it's just a beautiful mixture of music to soothe the soul. So just sit back and relax as you experience a taste of Sacred X. Sacred X will be released on, it's going to be released this upcoming Tuesday, next Tuesday, January 21st, 2014, will be the release of Sacred X. And there will be a release event presented by Blues Alley Harp Master Jeff Majors. And you can connect with him in person, 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. next Tuesday, January 21st, 2014. And he will be at 1073 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C., 20007. For more information, you can call 202-337-4141. And it's Dove International Incorporated, and this is the release of A Sacred X next Tuesday, January 21st. In the meantime, just visit www.jeffmajors.com. Visit Jeff Majors online at the website, and you can order a pre-release copy. And I think it's the pre-release copy, they're signing them for you. So just go over and get your signed copy of Sacred X. Again, it's www.jeffmajors.com. And you're guaranteed to enjoy it. That one, I promise you. Alrighty, so we do have a caller on the line. So if you can hold one moment. Alrighty, caller from 301.
This is Jeff Majors.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I am elated. I am very thankful and humbled to be with you this evening and listening to your program.
All righty. Well, we're blessed to have you. We're blessed to have you here. And so I'm going to let you lead the show, but just to get us started, everyone, let everyone know who Jeff Majors is, and just in case someone hasn't really heard of you or they don't fully remember you, just let everyone know who is Jeff Majors and what brought you to the Sacred Series.
Jeff Majors, first and foremost, just a child of God that has been blessed with the gift to play harp. And had the humble privilege of just working with some of the incredible talents, you know, here on the planet. And wow, that's a big platform. And just want to make sure that I can be a blessing to human beings, and do that through my music, and kind of can, you know, capitalize. To me, I mean, that's where I'm at with that. And as long as I can continue to have a platform to share this music, and to where, you know, God has brought this music through me to bring. And it helps, and it heals, and it does, you know, has certain properties that keeps you in a very positive spot. Then I guess my living is not in vain here.
All right. So just to let our listening audience know, how did the Gospel of Music with Jeff Majors, how did that come about?
It was a part of a segment of a cluster of original programming, and of course the spiritual religious set of any format. You know, it is a part of the spoke in the wheel that helps, you know, helps the, you know, the shaping and the vision of you know, the owner and so forth, or the writers or the producers. And the Gospel of Music was, and it was very important at the time of having the input of allowing so many people that have a praise or a gift that often not heard or seen. And it was important for me to be a part of just sharing so many different forms of praises, and to let you know how vast and how dynamic, you know, this God that we serve, you know, how vast she is. And so it was just, you know, just important to have a platform for people, because that no one would have created and took time and had patience to work with me and to develop, you know, what the music is really supposed to be about in one's life. Then I may not have turned out to be, you know, somebody that can help somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I do know, you know, your show is a blessing. Gave a lot of people who normally wouldn't have a voice, and even some artists that I work with, and we work around working to get them opportunities and all, and then they finally called me. It's RCE. They said, Jackie, we're going to be on the Jeff Major show. Let everybody know. I'm like, okay. And they were from New York all the way over to California. They were just so happy, and they said the experience was so wonderful. And, you know, just people like that, you know, they have something good, and you see them working hard, working to get it out there. And, you know, when, you know, people like you give them that opportunity, you know, it's really a blessing.
That's what God said to do. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Sacred X, that's for 10.
That's
so,
correct.
So what's special about, you know, this upcoming one? You know, what's new in this Sacred X, the number 10 in a series? What's new in this?
Oh, well, I'm going to rewind to take a little bit on the Sacred series. Sacred 10 is the next installment of a catalog of music entitled the Sacred series. And so it goes from Sacred, and then it has a couple of epistles up in there, and then there's just some kind of, what can I say, spoken word music, and just a little bit of everything through the Sacred series. So we're now we're at number 10. and some very, very special people have inspired me in doing this. You still with me?
Yes, I'm still with you. I'm still with you right here.
Okay. I had to, Valerie Simpson is a very good friend of mine, Nick Ashman and Valerie Simpson, of course, the passing of Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her that I would just be honored, you know, to be able to cover one of her songs, in which was Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand.
Mm-hmm.
And she just cried and she said, wow, I just can't wait to hear, you know, what God brings to you on this, on your interpretation. And just to have her blessing upon us, you know, was able to really put the right kind of spirit with inside that song. So that was one of my favorites on Sacred 10. But JeffMajors.com is basically where everyone can basically find Jeff Majors music. And I always like to say in the dub was send it straight to you. And I encourage, and then I have a whole nother platform of why I do, even from a music business perspective, you know, for independent artists. And there's a formula and how it works. And, you know, and of course, internet radio and mass media and the digital format is always a very important part of this new wheel that is, you know, that is turning. But we won't get me off on that one tonight. First of all, thank you so much. And as we celebrate Sacred 10, and there are some spirituals that are there that was inspired by Mahalia Jackson, putting another kind of flavor on it. And then there was, then there is a selection around God being the author of all languages, and I've done certain language praise songs throughout the Sacred series, but this was the first time I was able to infuse French inside of this praise worship experience. And when we get a chance, when we hear it, it's only one line of this whole song, and it is, God's eyes are watching all of us. He loves you.
Okay.
He's coming back for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgive you.
Wow. Now, is that his eyes?
His eyes, yes.
Okay. Would you like us to play it now?
Yeah, let's break it up a little bit.
Okay. All righty. This is His Eyes from Sacred X.
Les yeux de Dieu qui regarde le monde calmement. J'attends.
Feel.
Yeah, it feels wonderful. That's a beautiful piece.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. That's what it's all about, you know. And this project is it's expressing, I mean, many different sides of life experiences. There's one song, Care About Us. Pretty lengthy testimony, but I'll cut it as short as possible. I was doing a homeless concert tour for the homeless community around the country. Came back home to Baltimore and saw the most incredible event put on by Hip Hop for the Homeless that developed in Baltimore. And, of course, from there it kind of like spread it out to other cities around the country. But this young gentleman came up to me during this process and told and expressed to me how he had watched both of his two brothers die by getting shot in the streets of Baltimore. His mother had passed away that he witnessed his mother passing. And all he had was his music. And he was really being touched by the loss of those who, in his family. He knew that he had to do something different. And he got tired of, you know, doing the negative rap or hip hop. But that's all he knew at the time. and he said that for some reason he came up to me and asked me if I would help him. And I said, well, I never really done no hip-hop. He said, but, you know, I'd be willing to definitely look into it and see what God has to say about it and see what we can pull out of it,
mm-hmm.
which hopefully give your audience an introduction of how much healing took place for this brother to come where he is now and how we have collaborated to do some incredible work together. His name is Young Duck, out of Baltimore. And he is definitely someone that bears and carries a very serious type of pen and how he expresses it.
Okay. So this is Care About Us?
Care About Us.
Yes. Well, as we, as we bring that up, I wanted to know if you could speak with us a little bit about Soon as well.
Soon, which is truly inspired by the mother of gospel music, Mahalia Jackson. And to know that this is a song of celebration into a world that we all are going to, and to a state in which we all are going to cross over, and to cross over joyously and looking forward to it, because this song was all about looking forward to, the eternal blessing, the eternal bliss. And so I thank Mahalia Jackson and all of the many pioneers of gospel music and freedom music that have come through to be a blessing to the planet.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to listen to a little Soon, and then we'll come back, and then we'll go into Care About Us.
Sound like
so
a plan.
This is Soon. Great.
Mr. Majors, I wonder if Malcolm X or Martin Luther King was still here, Frederick Douglass, how would they feel? The struggle continues. We need a change. We need it right now. Bullets flying, people dying, mama's crying. Police lying, but still I keep my head high as the sky. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, they want us to do right, but we going left. Another 7 murders in the weekend. Baltimore City, that's what we been. Man, teenagers down, want to go to school. Don't it seem like everybody breaking rules? Don't it seem like everybody popping tools? Man, it seem like life is just an obstacle. And I just want to show a little love. And I just want to show a little love. Hood dreams, hood dreams, hood dreams. What about the kids?
What about the kids?
We need love too.
I know. Hood dreams, what we living there. Can't trust nobody, I ain't even got a friend. Bodies drop, they'll set you up. Put them in the casket, in the tub. Yeah, we kill each other over bucks. You know that stuff that we can't take with us. You know they love us, we don't give up. You know sometimes I wanna give up. You know my heart tell me get up. And my feet start to sit up. And I'm reminded about my faith in God. And that's when I start going hard. And so I lie.
Excellent pieces.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Soon it will be done. Lead vocalist on that. Her name is Terry Tobin. out of Cherry Phoenix, Tobin. Arizona.
Terry Tobin.
Out of Phoenix, Arizona. And, of course, the spoken word artist was Young Ducky out of Baltimore, Maryland.
They're really good pieces. And I need, you know, I first experienced you, and I need to give a shout-out to you and send you love. Reverend Barbara Montague said to send you love, and you just uplifted her spirit, and she just loves you. So she told me to send you love.
Oh, much love received and given back to you. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's her first experience she's there at Society for Helping. And so, where do you go from here? Well, I want to remind our listeners that you can get your pre-release copy by going to www.jeffmajors.com. Get your copy today. You're going to love it and appreciate it. And so get your copy today. So when is the official release? And there's also a tour, correct?
Yes. The official release actually starts January 21st at Blues Alley in Georgetown, Washington, D.C. There will be two shows, 8 and 10. And it's going to be filled with plethora of styles in which I want to bring and introduce how the harp plays so many different styles, being the mother of all string instruments, and we're going to have some fun, have some CDs there for everyone. We'll sign them, and I just want to meet and greet everyone coming out. And celebrating music and celebrating life. And in these days and time, we need some celebration of life and with each other, you know. So that's going to be on the 21st, next Tuesday, 8 and 10, Blues Alley, and Georgetown, Washington, D.C. And it's going to be great. And then, of course, then there's church tours that I'll be doing along throughout the spring. I think the schedule's set up to go throughout the spring. So just keep your eye out on the next landing, on the website or on Facebook, and let me know you heard it right here on the number one internet show.
All righty, yep. Let everybody know you heard it here on Master Griot Radio. All right. Okay, so, this has been a taste of Sacred X, and it's definitely been enough to whet your appetite. It's definitely soothing to the soul, which is a lot of times we don't get music like that. That just soothes you, and that calms you, and music you can actually meditate to, and it's definitely an album you need, and a great diversity. So, and it's just good that you opened up, even though you didn't do hip hop, you didn't shut them down and say, I'll do that hip hop, or hip hop is this or that. You were open to it, and you really allow someone their voice, and that really seems to be your gift. That you just let people have a voice, and you make them feel, special and important. So I thank you for that.
Bless you. Thank you. You're doing it. And I want to encourage you, and as well as, other independent internet radio platforms, to know that, you are definitely not only in the future, you are in the now. And there's a lot of numbers that can prove that. So, you know, continue to keep doing what you're doing. Keep blessing people.
Yes, well, this is what we do, always do on our show. You know, as we open up, we ask you to let everybody know who you are so we'll feel connected to you. And then as we end, and, you know, right after you share, we'll just go back out again on, yeah, I remember where I started with, generally keep up my order, with final call. We'll flow that in after you give us 30 seconds. We had, here's the question. You have 30 seconds and the whole world listening. What wisdom would you like to share?
That life is precious and that we have to respect and love each other because God gave us life. Out of one blood, he made all flesh. And knowing that, we are connected and we have to act and show how much we love each other. And this is the will of God, that we love one another.
Wow. This has been A Taste of Sacred X. Get your CD now at www.jeffmajors.com and go there for updates to keep up.